Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's start with an update on the SAG-AFTRA strike. Are they talking? What's happening, Dean?
They are talking. They resumed talks just the other day, and it seemed like things were going along pretty well. Now, the latest coming out of Hollywood is that they are far apart on the key issues. They will resume negotiations today. But they've been bargaining on minimum payments and a new residual model in streaming and the all-important artificial intelligence that we have talked so much about, where the actors don't even have to be there anymore and they can use their likeness and their voice and manipulate it all on computers. And, you know, the actors want to be paid for that, and the studios are saying not so much.
Yesterday, the Friends cast finally put out a statement on social media. It was very brief, wasn't it?
It was a brief statement. I had several people yesterday say, I wonder, why aren't they saying anything? Didn't they like him? And they, you know, all kinds of sort of catty comments. I mean, think about if one of your best friends or a family member passed away, if you would be so quick to... want to put yourself out there like that for that. I think it's completely reasonable that they needed a little time to compose themselves and what they wanted to say, which was a joint statement from Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer. The statement said, "We are all so utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. We were more than just castmates. We are a family. There's so much to say, but right now we're going to take a moment to grieve and to process this unfathomable loss. In time, we'll say more as and when we are able. For now, our thoughts and our love are with Maddie's family, his friends, and everyone who loved him around the world." So I think it's, fully explains it. They are in grief, and they want some time to process what they're going through. I'm sure in time we'll be hearing more.
Yeah, it's appropriate for now, for
sure. Absolutely.
Tell us about this Robert De Niro defamation trial.
Yeah, this is a trial that started yesterday. De Niro went on the witness stand, but his former personal assistant is suing him for $12 million in damages, saying that he caused her severe emotional distress and reputational harm while working with him for 11 years. This was his assistant. De Niro went on the trial and said that he treated her well, and actually during the trial got kind of irritated with the line of questioning and raised his voice. I'm not sure I would have wanted to have been the attorney with De Niro yelling at me from a witness stand.
Yeah, really.
With him yelling, "This is all nonsense." But De Niro now has filed a countersuit against his former assistant, accusing her of abusing a company credit card for personal expenses and for vacations. So this looks like this is about to turn ugly.
I think it's already turned. And on the brighter side, we have a celebrity engagement to announce.
Yes, we do. Zoe Kravitz, formerly engaged to or married, I can't remember now, Jason Momoa, but they were together for quite a while. And Channing Tatum, who was previously married, they have apparently are engaged. People magazine is reporting that Zoe Kravitz was wearing a new engagement ring over the weekend. The two have been dating now for a couple of years, so congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes, indeed.
Lenny Kravitz will be his father-in-law. How weird is that?
Tell us where they're registered so we can get something.
Exactly.
Okay? And live from Daryl's house, music fans loved this feature, and it's coming back, isn't it?
Oh, I loved the show. I think it started around, 2017, the mid-2000s.
Yeah, way before the pandemic.
Way before the pandemic, and really this was one of the first webcasts also. in which artists would join Daryl Hall, Hall & Oates fame, at his restaurant that he's got that's kind of looks like sort of a log cabin. But they have a music studio there. And, you know, some of the biggest names in music would come and just jam with Daryl Hall and his musicians. The show went away for 5 years, and now they just announced that Live from Daryl's House will be coming back. The first episode will begin tomorrow with Squeeze singer Glenn Tilbrook. It's going to be on Daryl Hall's YouTube channel now, so you'll be able to watch it then. But they've got people like Andy Grammer and Lisa Loeb and Howard Jones, and got a whole lineup for the first season back. Such a great show. If you're a music lover, it's really fun to hear them, you know, doing Hall & Oates songs, doing their own songs with Daryl Hall and putting his spin on it all. Really, really, really cool. There's a version on there. I think it's Rich Girl, the Hall & Oates song, Rich Girl. Like, they do like a slow, bluesy R&B song that is just so, yeah, so
be good.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan is back acting and directing, isn't she?
Yeah, and co-writing. She's got a new movie that's going to be coming out on Friday called Watch What Happens Later. You know, a lot of people know Meg Ryan as America's Sweetheart. For the longest time, she's been on my top 10 worst interviews of all time list.
She wasn't your sweetheart?
She wasn't. What? She was not my sweetheart. You know, people always ask me, they probably ask me more often about who is my worst interviews more than who are my best interviews. People are curious when things go off the rails. And Meg Ryan and I, years and years ago, I don't even remember exactly what year, but we had a little bit of a confrontation during an interview that turned ugly.
Who misbehaved, you or Meg Ryan?
We both did a little bit. I think with a little maturity now, I probably could have avoided the confrontation, but I was looking for a fight that day.
So, I see.
My South Side in me came out. Anyway, we had a very nice conversation this time about her new movie in which she co-stars with David Duchovny. She's back in the rom-com business again with this new movie about an ex-couple who accidentally meet at an airport, wind up getting stranded during a snowstorm there. And we talked a little bit about her return to the genre that made her famous. On our morning show here, we have said for years, what has happened to the rom-com? There used to be so many, and then they went away. What has happened to the rom-com? And Meg, especially, what made you get back into it again?
I don't know if I could, like, if I know what happened to the rom-com, but I know that they seem to have these moments. I remember in the 90s, people were like, oh, yeah, we haven't had rom-com since the 50s. And now here we are again, and this movie is definitely has rom-com elements, but I kind of think of it as a love story. And if you're able to like kind of engage in banter and two characters who are opposites in an interesting way, you're on your way to one. I really feel like we just finished it, and now we're talking about it. And it's kind of neat, actually, because we, like only a month ago, I think we put our finishing touches on it, and now it's like you blow up a balloon and you tie it off, and you're like letting it sort of float out into the world and see what winds it'll catch, and maybe it'll make people happy, or maybe it'll make people feel something or think, and it's on its own. It's like going off to their freshman year in college.
Our movie's going to college.
Our movie's finally going to college.
So, Meg, will we be seeing more rom-coms from you? People just love you.
I'm trying
to
get her to do it.
Yeah, in these movies, people love them from you.
I don't know, man. I mean, this was fun. Really fun.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard work to make it look so easy. That's what Meg does.
Anyway, I don't know. But thank you. That's a nice thing to say.
Gotta be based on the material.
Yeah.
You'll find something.
Maybe. But maybe a different kind of movie next. Maybe no movies.
Yeah. Well, maybe no movies. Who knows what could happen? This one is called What Happens Later. And it opens on Friday. And most importantly, no blood was shed during the making of that interview.
You didn't ask her, hey, what happened with you and John Mellencamp anyway? What was that all about?
Didn't come up. No inappropriate. The thing is that what started the argument last time was that it was her first movie that was not a rom-com. And I said, well, wow, you're really pushing the envelope. I mean, really something different from what, you know, we people know you for. Well, what do you think I should have been doing? What do you? You seem to know better about my career than I do.
You know what? I'll tell you, just listening to Meg Ryan with David Duchovny there and you, you do sense that she can be difficult. You know what I mean? I mean, that is the vibe.
A little tooth pulling. Yeah,
yeah.
I did feel a little like a dentist.
Well, fortunately, though, you are now America's sweetheart, so there's no problem.
That's what almost everybody except Mel Gibson says about me.
By the way, before we let you go, my wife is making me watch The Golden Bachelor. Are people watching that? Is that like a big ratings hit?
The ratings are through the roof.
Oh no!
For this. So, you know, if it's based on Bob, you have to watch
it.
You have to watch it because everyone else is.
That's what she says. Yeah, she says, well, it's good for you to see this. So you'll know what's going on in the culture. On.
Right. Yeah. You're going to lose that battle.
I also
have not seen a single episode. But it is breaking the records for all these Bachelor shows that have been on. People are loving all of this. So you watch it for me, and we'll let you know when it's all over, when it's safe to come back to your TVs again.
Well, bad taste is timeless. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.